If you own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles and have an auto warranty about to expire or no warranty coverage at all, listen up. CarShield has a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that covers more parts than ever. Visit carshield.com/audio to find out how you could pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Get your free quote today at carshield.com/audio. That's carshield.com/audio.
You're tough. Now, back to more Saskatchewan Rough Rider football. It's the third quarter with Michael Ball and Luke Mullender. This is the voice of Rider Nation, the 620 CKRM Cooperators Rough Rider Radio Network.
And we're back at Commonwealth Stadium on Brick Field, and the Riders just kicked it off to start the second half, going right to left. And
during the return, illegal block, Edmonton, number 29, 10-yard penalty, first down.
Martise Jackson brought it back around the 30, but DeBusen, the former Rough Rider, Mike DeBusen, one of 13 on this Elks roster, Luke Mulder, gets called, so Edmonton's backed up.
Once you get a little bit of momentum going for yourself into halftime, you come out and do that. It's such a setback.
First down and 10, Edmonton from their 20-yard line. Ball on the far left hash. James Wilder Jr. in the backfield. Arbuckle takes a shotgun snap. Pocket collapses, throws underneath a jumping catch at about the 24-yard line. Secured in the middle there by Kenny Lawler. I think he was tackled by Sankey. It'll be second down and 6.
Good job. I'm impressed with Arbuckle here. I mean, the pocket's collapsing in front of him, and he's willing to stay in and make throws still. Again, this is a pretty intimidating defensive line when it comes to the quarterbacks. But his willingness to stay in the pocket and start trusting Kenny Lawler, too, is going to get Edmonton going places.
Riders with four down linemen looking at Arbuckle, who takes the shotgun snap in both hands and looks to his left and throws down the far sidelines. He's got a man, and it's caught in behind Milligan. That was Caleb Hawley. Whoa, he caught one.
Well, Caleb Hawley's running a simple go route between the numbers, and I think here's the problem. Both sets of eyes of the defensive back on the left side of the field, Milligan and Marshall, they both go directly to Kenny Lawler, who's running a 5-yard out route to the sideline. So Milligan and Marshall focus in on Lawler, and it allows Caleb Hawley to get behind them where nobody is for a huge first down.
34 yards down the far sideline of the Rider, 42, and they scrimmage on the left hash. And Arbuckle takes a shotgun snap. Here comes the rush, throws over the middle. That's caught in the in route by Lawler, and he's throwing down to the turf. Tackled by Nick Marshall, but he'll move the chains inside the 30, close to the 25, 26-yard line, 16 yards.
And now Lawler just got an unsportsmanlike conduct penalty. So he giveth, and then he taketh away.
Or did the Riders get it?
No, I think it's Lawler.
Well, that's just not going to sit well with his coach.
Just terrible discipline issues here for the Edmonton Elks.
Misconduct penalty. Edmonton number 89, 10 yards at the end of this play. First down.
That's Al Bradbury, our referee, moving the Elks back. They're down 12-7 to your Rough Riders on the Quality Tire scoreboard. Luke and I are coming to you live from the McDougal Auctioneers broadcast booth here at Commonwealth Stadium. Best in the bidding business, McDougalAuction.com. So they'll move it back, Luke, to just outside the 35 of the Riders. It's on the left hash. Green and gold. The Elks are wearing their home unis, going left to right as we see them, as you'd see them on your radio dial or radio setup in your vehicle, or imagining it on your phone if you're listening on the app. Here's a swing pass out in the left flats for Manny Arsenault, and the Manny Show with his third catch of the year, and he barrels for a first down. Our old teammate here on the Rider Radio Network picks him up and puts him down.
Well, the nice thing about this is his ability to cut. I mean, he makes a textbook flat play, but then he cuts on the inside and avoids one of the better tacklers on the Saskatchewan Rough Riders, Derek Moncrief. And another big gain for the Elk.
Ball on the 24-yard line on the far left hash. And they'll bring four receivers over here to the right, including the man who caught it, Arsenault. The guy with the 34-yard catch, Hawley, is by himself on the left. They hand it off to Wilder to the 15, and Nick Marshall comes down and makes the tackle. But that's going to be another first down or close to it for the 232-pound running back. And James Wilder Jr. moves the chains.
I'll tell you what, Saskatchewan coming a little bit unglued here. They seem to be reaching. Lanier is going for the football instead of actually playing it, the technique that he knows he's supposed to be using at the defensive front. He could have gotten in on this tackle early, but because he's going for the football instead of playing his man, they get it.
Arbuckle fakes the handoff, throws it out to Lawler's, got it in the left flats at the 10, slams on the brakes and is tackled by Milligan, who comes down and makes a sure stop at about the 9-yard line. Great job by Roland Milligan.
Penalty.
And then a penalty comes in here at the end. Eskimo's helmet is ripped off. That's Manny Arsenault's helmet ripped off. And Derek Moncrief has words for him. Well, Manny's never one to shy away from the rough stuff, and neither is Derek Moncrief. And it looks like it could go against our football team.
Cooler heads need to prevail here for the Saskatchewan Rough Riders. I mean, they're not exactly dominating this football game, so I'm not sure.
Well, it was Manny out blocking for Lawler.
Misconduct penalty, Saskatchewan number 42. Half the distance to the goal. First down.
That's a costly penalty for Derek Moncrief, who has played a pretty good game, has one interception, his second of the year, but that's one that negates the interception because it's like, hey, that's a good play, but that's a bad play because it would have been second down for Edmonton, but now it's first and goal from the four. Their only touchdown came from 5 yards out on a great catch by Lawler on the end line.
I'm wondering what Shivers does here. Maybe he throws a little bit of pressure at the line of scrimmage.
Well, he's got four at the line right now on defense. Motioning out of the backfield is Wilder. Here's a pass underneath, and that one is incomplete. Looked like the D-back arrived early, and it'll be second down.
This is an absolutely fantastic play from safety Mike Edom. He sees this coming the whole way. This is film study at its finest. He anticipates it coming the whole way, manages to break it up, and that's a guy coming off a great game last week as well.
Well, the Elks have come out fired up, and the Riders are answering it. These teams punching each other in the mouth. Great play, like you said, Luke, by Mike Edom, who had eight tackles and a sack, his ninth sack of his career last week in that big blowout win over Hamilton. Martise Jackson, the back in the backfield, motions out to the left. Here's Arbuckle looking, dancing. He's going to throw to the end zone. Incomplete. Hawley got all twisted up in the Rider secondary. I don't see a penalty flag. Closest man to the ball was Larry Dean of the Riders, and the Elks will trot on Castillo for a short field goal.
Yeah, this is on Saskatchewan secondary. Great coverage. There's nobody open. Arbuckle does his best to stay in the pocket, but again, just nobody. He ends up flicking it to his left.
Man, I love watching Larry Dean play. To think of what he overcame with an Achilles injury. Like I told him in our interview this week, not that it mattered much to him, but I'm proud of that guy. It's a great story. Here's Mengel to hold for Castillo. It's a short chip shot field goal of about 12 yards. The kick is up, and that one slices through. So the Edmonton Elks, with an Affinity Credit Union field goal, have cut the lead to 2 on the Quality Tire scoreboard. We'll step back. The Rough Riders still lead it. You're listening to the Cooperators Rough Rider Radio.
Stay in the know with Canada's team. Listen to the Sports Page with Michael Ball weekday afternoon starting at 4 on 620 CKRM.
With the best radio analyst in the business in the CFL, Luke Mulliter, I'm Michael Ball. Wherever you're listening, thanks for making us part of your day. Hi to Travis Owens, who's listening to us sitting at the Buffalo Pound campground. Thought about bringing a dish, but he's kicking it old school, listening to the radio. Been a pretty good game, Luke. 12-10 our score.
Yeah, decent game. Both teams really shooting themselves in the foot at times here.
It has a preseason feel. I always treat these first two games like an extension of the preseason. I really do.
Well, there's some validity in that. I mean, you don't see the starters for any certain amount of time, right?
Awachi motions into the backfield. First down Riders from their 40. A handoff to Morrow. And Morrow's wrapped up by this Brady Sheldon kid who's making his debut in the CFL. Brady Sheldon, 6'5", 230 pounds, Ferris State.
Well, one of the things, adjustments right away you're seeing from Chris Jones is anytime a linebacker who's on the edge of the defense or a defensive lineman, if the action goes away from him, they're automatically sprinting down to the ball carrier. Now, what that does is it's going to open them up for bootlegs to the backside if it continues, they continue to have success with it.
Riders got nothing on first down. It's second down and 10, and Cody Fajardo works from the shotgun. Elks will only rush three. Cody stepping up, throws over the middle. Oh, what a nice leaping catch into Elks territory. I believe that was our buddy Mitch Picton on the grab, replacing Duke Williams, and the guy from Receiver U, the University of Regina, will move the sticks.
Classic Chris Jones here. Three defensive linemen rushing the passer so he can dedicate more guys in the coverage, but this is just an on-time throw from Cody Fajardo. It's a little high, but it's still right where Picton can get up and get it, and it is also right in between or in the window of the zone.
First down and 10 at the 52 of the Elks. McInnis goes in motion to the left. Cody drops the pass, going down the right sidelines for Shaq, and just out of his reach, step for step, was Jalen Collins, and it'll bring up second down.
Well, Mac Henry, I'm not sure what he has against the interior front of the Riders.
I'll tell you what it is. He's fired up to play his old team.
He is absolutely murdering guys out there. And that time, the reason that ball was so far ahead from Cody to Shaq was because Mac hit him like a truck. And Cody couldn't finish the throw.
The fifth-year pro, number 74, in the middle of that Elks defense as Cody Fajardo works from the gun. Empty set here, second and 10. Cody has time. Now he doesn't. And he's dropped in a sack. Back at the 54. And on the play there is another former Rider, Esse Miraburi, got around Taron Vaughn and will force the Riders to punt.
So the Rider O-lineman gets sick of Mac Henry beating him up. They double-team him. So S.A. Raburi decides to bull rush Taron Vaughn all the way back to the quarterback and get a sack. That's just physical dominance right now from that defensive front.
Here's Vedvik to punt, the ball right at midfield, third and 13. Martise Jackson drops back inside his 10 on the far side of the 7. Riders up 12-10, belt high snap, and Vedvik's going to send a squibber away from Jackson, a one-hopper that he takes at the 12, cutting to the near side, dancing around. You can't do that. He got swarmed under by green and white special teamers. We'll take a break. 8-12 to go in the third quarter. 12-10 the score for the Rough Riders on the Cooperators Rough Rider Radio Network.
This is Evan Johnson from Regina, and you're listening to the best CFL coverage only on the Rough Rider Radio Network.
Riders up 12-10 after the 43-yard punt and short return. Edmonton starts at their 16 going left to right, 12-10 the score. Nick Arbuckle has thrown a touchdown. He's thrown an interception, 132 yards through the air, way better than last week. And you talked about it. He's starting to settle in now.
Yeah, I'm actually pretty impressed with his willingness to stay in the pocket despite it collapsing. You know, this Rider defensive front comes with a reputation. And that their reputation is good enough to get any quarterback off his launch point if he sees green and white. But Arbuckle's done a great job fighting to find space in a collapsing pocket and continuing to make throws. One of the other things, there's been some clear adjustments, and I think they're going to pair Lawler and Caleb Holly a lot more because they're struggling with that.
Riders rush four, and they'll hand it off to Wilder, and Wilder won't get much. He might have got a yard, maybe two, depending where they put it down. It'll be second down.
Well, and that was one of our keys to the game, too, and another penalty flag here. Well, this is nuts.
Real chippy here now. Both teams very physical. A reminder, Chris Jones is facing his former organization, the Riders, for the first time since coming back to the CFL as a head coach. And they are feisty right now here with 7:47 to go in this the third quarter. James Wilder before that carry had 5 for 26, 5.2 yard average. So if that 2-yarder holds up, he's at 28. But there are two flags on the field. And now another third one comes in. This will be...
Creef's losing it.
Derek Moncrief is losing his mind. And that's his second one, isn't it? He's out of the game. Is he out of the game? That's his second one. And I think you're only allowed to. Oh, my goodness. That is not good for the Rough Riders. Yeah, Derek Moncrief taking the long walk to the tunnel. He was so jacked up the plate today, and maybe that was a problem. I'd love to know what happened there. He's physical, but usually composed, and that's going to be... It's going to be a big hole in the Riders' defense. He grabs an Edmonton football player.
He throws a punch.
Well, he got into a mix-up with Manny Arsenault earlier in this quarter. So Al Bradbury and his staff have some work to do on the officiating side here.
I'm wondering how they. I wonder how this plays out. Do they move Larry Dean to the middle, bump Nigel Harris up, and push Sankey over? I don't think they bring in Herdman Reed.
Here we go from Al Bradbury.
There are multiple misconduct penalties on this play. Saskatchewan, number 42. Saskatchewan, number 42. Saskatchewan has been removed from the game. He's ejected. Major foul. Misconduct, unnecessary roughness, Edmonton, number 57. Plays result in a 5-yard difference. Second down.
U of A Golden Bear, David Beard, the center, has got the penalty for Edmonton. 2 on Moncrief, and he is gone from the game. He had an interception and a couple of tackles, but kind of lost his marbles here in the third quarter. Now, I don't know if we can deem that justifiable anger, but however you want to look at it, it's a bad thing.
Oh, what they've done is they've... Okay, I like this. They're giving Jaden Dahlke... They're putting Jaden Dahlke down where Creef plays.
Why not? He was
wow,
a Can...
That is fantastic.
He was a Can
Good
West All-Star.
Good
he was a
him.
Can West All-Star right yeah. here in Alberta. Edmonton boy. He's got 40 friends and family at this game tonight.
Well, you know, it goes to show how well this young kid has played, but also caught on to the playbook.
So it is a second down for the Elks and 2 yards to go from their 24. Here's Arbuckle to throw to the far side. That one is caught at the 30, waiting to pass there. Or waiting for it was Mike Jones. He's wrapped up immediately at the 30. That'll be a first down. There was a rider slow to get up. That's Roland Milligan. I don't know if it's an injury or a foot problem or a shoe problem. No, he takes his helmet off over on the far side. So another blow to the Riders' defense.
Things just keep getting worse here for Saskatchewan. Roland Milligan's down. You've got Jaden Dahlke in it playing strong side backer after Creef loses his mind. Now you've got Milligan, so they're going to have to put Damon Webb in the game, who, by the way...
is a great player.
Yeah, exactly. It's not as if there'll be any drop-off with Damon Webb coming in.
The injury brought to you by WorkSafe Saskatchewan. Even one injury is too many. Make zero your mission at home, work, and play. Boy, this game, which was rolling in the second quarter, is grinded to a halt with penalties and injuries and ejections. 7:14 to go in the third quarter. Your Rough Riders, who had a 12-7 lead, now lead at 12-10.
What a testament to Jaden Dahlke, though. I mean, one of your best linebackers goes out, and instead of playing a guy like Nigel Harris, they go to you.
And Canadian, you're a rookie
draft pick. So
yeah.
You got to be excited. And you're right, Ballsy. There's probably a bunch of people here who are thrilled to see their man in there.
First down and 10 at the 30-yard line. Here is Arbuckle dropping a pass. He's going to throw over the middle, and that's complete. Up across the 50 to the 52. Kenny Lawler's heating up.
You see, here's the thing. We mentioned Arbuckle and how impressed I'm starting to get. Here he is again, hanging in the pocket, making an accurate throw. Lawler catching the football. One of the things that's apparent is that this Edmonton offensive line is not intimidated at all. by this Saskatchewan defensive front.
Your four down linemen are Robertson, DeMarcus Christmas, Anthony Lanier, and A.C. Leonard. Can they get after the quarterback? Do they have to bring extra? First down Edmonton from their 52 in the left hash. Here's Arbuckle throwing two-handed catch by Lawler. He's spun around by Nick Marshall, finished off by the Dean, Larry Dean at the 50 of Saskatchewan, just shy of a first down.
Yeah, you got to tighten up on Lawler here. I mean, you're giving him too much space to catch the football. He's catching it between Larry Dean and I think that was Nick Marshall, who were essentially in a zone. But
nice story here, this Nick Arbuckle guy. We didn't think he'd make it to the starting lineup as he drops the snap but gathers it in and should get a first down. We didn't think he'd make it because of the hard money he was due, but he's made it to camp. He didn't have a great first game, but like you said, he's picking up steam here in this game.
Not gonna lie, Ballsy.
I don't like it.
I've been just waiting for DeMarcus Christmas to jump offside here.
Yeah, I know.
He's been in the game for five plays now, and I've been praying for him to do it.
Yeah.
I'm excited for you, man.
I know. I can't wait. This is all I'm waiting for. Yeah, but I don't want him to go offside now. If it was 42-10,
so you're not going to use it if he goes offside?
Well, sure I am, but I don't want it to happen now,
Mulder. Guys, Ballsy's so excited. Oh.
You got to admit, it is of the Luke Mulder material.
It's perfect.
I stole your joke book before the game, and I'm like, I got to tell this joke. But I don't have a morning show to do anymore. Got a great afternoon show you should check out on CKRM that Luke Mulder guests on. It's called The Sports Cage in Regina. By the way, on our got a measurement here, so I got to mention this because we are sponsored. We're that popular on our on-field measurements. While our team marches down the field, we're producing fuel to keep the economy moving. Co-op Refinery Complex, fueling Western Canada. And the home team here does have a first down at the Rough Rider 49-yard line.
And Saskatchewan now starting to, I think one of the things that they're going to have to do here is, if, especially up front, to manufacture some pressure, or at least get Arbuckle uncomfortable a little bit, is going to have to run some defensive line stunts in games, because it doesn't look like they're able to do it one-on-one straight up.
Elks with three receivers to the right. Now make that four, including Manny Arsenault. And looking that way is the quarterback. Arbuckle throws in the flats, caught by Wilder Jr., and he's tackled by A.C. Leonard and hogtied before he could get a first down, but he does pick up about 8 yards on the play near his bench.
Right now, Edmonton's just taking what the defense is giving them. And here, the defense has dropped back into a zone. They're about 6 yards off the line of scrimmage, so he goes into his flat for Wilder, and Wilder gets a nice gain, and now you're in second and two. Such a manageable down.
What is it about this place? They got killed last week, 59-15. We roll in here, and we're only up by two. This is crazy. Second down and two at the 41-yard line on the right hash of the Riders. High snap, Arbuckle bobbles it, gets it. Looking to throw, and he just has to fire it out of bounds. That play was dead from the get-go, and he had to get rid of it because Mike Edom was coming fast.
Yeah, this is a bobbled snap, and Saskatchewan needs to be thanking the football gods because they were exhausted defensively. Mike Edom, what an effort. He comes all the way from a safety spot here, guys, and makes the play on Arbuckle, forces it out of bounds.
So the Riders have bent but not broken on defense for the most part. Sam Emelis back in the end zone to receive this field goal should it go wide. The last time from 52 on a long field goal, Castillo missed. Emelis brought it out and fumbled at the 19. Elks would score a 5-yard touchdown. They've got 7 points off of turnovers. The Riders, three. That's a bad snap, and the kicker has to pick it up, and he gets smoked as he throws the ball out. It's still down on the ground. Mangle is hurt, and the punter and holder is hurt. Castillo, the field goal kicker, is hurt, and the Riders will have a short field. Oh, man, the Riders wiped out the entire kicking unit on one play.
Man, this is...
Mangle, the punter, is still down at his 45 being attended to. Castillo gets up punch drunk. He's like, I don't want this football. Get it out of here.
Yeah, Castillo sets his friend up for failure here. He's running and throws it to the first guy he sees. Mangold wants nothing to do with it. He gets it anyways, and
we're going to take a break. You're listening to Saskatchewan Rough Riders Football on the Cooperators Rough Rider Radio.
Like Rider Radio at facebook.com/620CKRM.
Covered it in Elks territory, but as we said before the break, an errant snap on the field goal attempt. Castillo wanted no part of that football. He threw it to Mengel, who got smoked. He's sitting on the sidelines.
The previous play had been under review by the command center, which was ultimately result in an incomplete pass.
There you go.
And we have a turnover on downs. First down, Saskatchewan.
Thanks to Al Bradbury. Our command center review is brought to you by Nelson Motors and Equipment, the farm family-owned John Deere dealer that covers southeastern Saskatchewan. Visit them online at nelsonmotors.com. Want to say hi to our buddy Farhan Lalji and his son Lucas, who's a up-and-coming quarterback in BC. They were at a quarterback camp in Washington. They're driving home listening to the game.
With a name like Lucas, this kid's destined for success.
Lucas Lalji, that sounds cool, man.
Double L.
Double L. Here's Cody from the shotgun at the 41. Ryder 41. Backpedaling. Steps up. Dodges the rush. Throws it over the middle. That's low and incomplete.
Yeah.
Good coverage there over the middle. Just trying to pick up the number on the coverage. That looked like that was Costigan on Mitch Pickton.
I'll tell you what, this kid Malik Tyne, he's playing really well. He's beat Taron Vaughn a couple times. This time he beats him on the edge again, and that's what speeds up Cody Fajardo's clock. He steps up in the pocket, goes to his reliable Mitch Pickton target. Unfortunately, he can't rope it in.
12-10, Riders lead it. They have it second and 10 at their 41 on the left hash, going right to left in the road white uniforms. Green numbers on those white jerseys. Green stripe down the white pants and, of course, green helmets. Here's Cody with a rush on. Steps up, throws over the middle, caught by Pickton. His second grab of the game, but he won't get away from the middle linebacker, the Canadian, Adam Konar, who's played well.
And again, Ballsy, we talked about this in the pregame, right? Chris Jones would rather have the Riders in these longer passing situations, because I don't think Chris Jones believes Cody can do it consistently, and we're starting to see it. They caught a huge break, did the Elks, when they ruled that
an incomplete pass,
right? That sort of set them back, well, the Riders back.
Now Castillo can punt if Mengel is hurt. He didn't punt it spectacularly last week, 41-yard average. Vedvik the punt here for the Riders. But they'd rather take some of the heat away from Castillo by giving up the punting duties. But Mengel had to be scraped off the turf. So we'll see. But kickers aren't exactly the toughest, except for John Ryan. Here's Vedvik kicking down to Jackson at his 11 on the far side. He's bouncing here to the right. Look out, he's got room. 15, 20, 25. Vedvik does a great job coming down. Good job by the punter to angle him out of bounds at the Elks bench at the 31. That's a nifty return of 20 yards by Martez Jackson. Hey, the flag guy got it right. We're going to take a break. 2:02 to go in the third. Riders continue to cling to a two-point lead on the Cooperators. Rough Rider.
This is Riders long snapper Jorgen Hoos from Saskatoon. You are listening to Rough Riders Football on the Rough Riders Radio Network.
Well, betting on sports is not a sure thing. If you looked at last week's scores, Riders will kill Edmonton. They lost 59-15. We beat Hamilton 30-13. Right now it's 12-10 for your Ruffies with 2:02 to go in the third. Want to say hi to Terry from Montana on the sprayer in Scobie, Montana, listening. Royce Gable and family, great job, guys. And Clayton and Fishing Lake enjoying the game. Luke and Ballsy. Luke Molitor, Michael Ball in the broadcast booth with our buddy Jerry Dombrowski, 38 years an audio engineer in the booth here. He's probably bored out of his mind, but hey, he's getting paid to sit here and listen to us ramble. Tell you what, Luke, we're in comfortable territory right now. The Rough Riders at 12-10. There's lots of game to be played, but come on, man.
I don't know if anybody's comfortable.
I said uncomfortable.
Oh, uncomfortable, yeah. Yeah, yeah, okay. Well, that would be more accurate.
You looked at me with a sour milk look on your face. Like, what are you doing? We got Pete Robertson on one end and Lanier on another. The Riders only rush three. They go deep downfield. Wide open. Manny Arsenault to the 15, to the 10. Manny Arsenault, he's a mall walker. How did he get in behind everybody? What is going on?
Well, I'll tell you what. I think this is definitely another coverage breakdown here. Nick Marshall thinks that he has help, clearly, over the top, either from Roland Milligan or Mike Edom, because Nick Marshall's playing low the whole time. So another coverage bust leads to a humongous first down for the Elk,
And if you line this third quarter up, it's been all elk, aside from the mistakes.
I love Manny Arsenault. He was on our broadcast team last year, but there's no way Manny Arsenault should get that wide open behind anybody, including Luke Mullender. Here's Arbuckle, and he can't get away from Lanier. A quarterback sack. And whenever we have a quarterback sack attack, it's brought to you by Quill Plains, Chevrolet, Buick, GMC, and Wadena. Taking down high vehicle prices. Drive a little, save a lot at Quill Plains.
Well, this is Anthony Lanier just continuing to work. He's got a running back. He gets off a holding call and then chases down Arbuckle, who had to go to his left because another Rider defensive lineman stopped him up.
So it'll be second down, or I checked that, yes, second down and 16 back at the 19-yard line. Ball in the middle of the field. Elks down by two. Take the shotgun snap to Arbuckle. Arbuckle's got time now. He does it! Oh, he gets away! Or tried to get away! And then he gets dropped by the big free agent signing, Darnell Sankey, who does the quarterback sack stomp, and the Riders' defense bends. But, folks, it doesn't break.
This series has been much better on the defensive line. They're starting to work a little bit harder. Pete Robertson manages to collapse the pocket and get free to the inside. Arbuckle's got to avoid him. He then runs into Big Lanier again, and after that, he just can't get away from Sankey, who was essentially playing a spy position.
Hey, Mangle's not dead. He's back to hole on the field goal attempt from 30 yards out. They sprinkled some sideline water on him, and he's back. Here's the snap, the hole. This one's good for a change, and the kick is up, and this splits the uprights. So on the final play of the third quarter, the Edmonton Elks kick a field goal, and on the Quality Tire scoreboard with nine locations in Saskatchewan, check them out at qualitytire.ca. The Elks in their home opener have a one-point lead on your Rough Riders. On the Cooperators, Rough Rider Radio.
This is fourth quarter play-by-play on the Cooperators Rough Rider Radio Network, 620 CKRM.
Hey.
We just had Brian Hall, the former voice of the Edmonton Den Eskimos. We're in the Brian Hall Media Center. This dude's well into his 80s. He's the Harry Carey here. He's in the end zone singing their fight song as we begin the fourth quarter.
I thought our fourth quarter captain, whatever that guy is, was bad. That was absolutely terrible.
I tell you what, though, dude's a legend. Dude is a legend. Come on, Luke.
I don't care.
Another legend, Terry Jones, was just let go from his job, 55 years a writer with Post Media for the Edmonton Sun. Goes to show you, loyalty isn't there in a lot of cases. But Terry Jones, a great writer, wrote Olympics, wrote for the Edmonton football team, wrote for the Edmonton Oilers in their heyday, right up through these playoffs. First down and 10, Riders at their 40, going left to right as we start the fourth quarter. They're down by one now. And they hand it off to Kian Schaefer-Baker on the left side run. He's to the 50, and Kian Schaefer-Baker tackled from behind, but not before he gets to the 54 of the Elks. Matthew Thomas on the stop.
I like it. Hey, we're struggling. I wonder what we should do. Oh, that's right. Every time this cat catches the ball, it's a first down big play. Let's give him the ball. So they give him the ball as part of essentially the running back formation. He goes and gets it done with his legs. I like it.
Yeah, and Kian Schaefer-Baker last week had a nice run where he hurdled a tackler. Hasn't played running back since high school, he told me. First down and 10, Riders at the 54. They didn't do much in the third quarter offensively. Here's Morrow off the left side. Finds the edge. He's to the 50 and out of bounds near his bench at about the 46-yard line. Over there to make the stop was Jalen Collins and Adam Konar. We've called his name quite a bit. It'll be second and short for the Ruffies.
After an absolutely brutal third quarter offensively, Saskatchewan comes out here, and right away, Jason Moss dials up two run plays.
Second down and one.
Get back to what got you there.
Exactly, and creeping up behind his center is number 7, Cody Fajardo. And he takes it behind Dan Clark. I thought he lost the ball. He almost did. He'll push the pile and should be close to a first down, if not getting the first down.
I'm telling you right now, though, in these short yardage situations, they gotta dial up Morrow to go deep, especially if they're doing it on the second down, because he's got Toby Antigua on him and no safety.
Cody's passed for 175 yards on 14 of 20. No touchdowns, no interceptions. The Riders have rushed the ball, like you said, Luke, they should do. They've got 132 on the floor. They have a first down and 10 at the Elks, 44 near the left hash, going left to right on this brick field at Commonwealth Stadium on a beautiful Saturday night in the Alberta Capitol. Yeah. It's their home opener. In motion goes Keenan LaFrance to the left as he's in for a rare offensive play. Now he goes to the right. They hand it off to Hickson. Hickson started up the middle, bounces it behind LaFrance to the right, still running, and he's got a big first down to about the 27-yard line. Nice run of 17 for the Liberty Flame.
Three offensive plays in the fourth quarter, three runs, and three first downs.
And the Liberty Flame running hot. Frankie,
this is a great
Hickson.
Job. Hickson's just doing a really good job being patient, allowing everything to sort of form up in front of him. And again, him and Morrow, the staple of today's game, have been finishing their runs with physical violence.
Elks lead by one, 12-15 and counting to go in the fourth quarter. Riders have it at the Edmonton 27. Pre-snap motion, Morrow in the backfield. Fake the handoff, little crisscross action. Pass to Kean Schaefer-Baker, dodges one tackler. Then he's tackled in open space by the ankles by Matt Elam, the former Rider, who's made three or four tackles like that tonight. There's a flag down, though. Could be some sort of blocking infraction downfield.
Well, what the Riders did is they went right
to
left.
Illegal block, Saskatchewan, number 18. 10-yard penalty, remains first down.
They went right to left and ran Schaefer-Baker and McInnes into the flats, but they ran McInnes in front of them. And when McInnes got out to block, he looked like he hit it. I don't think this should have been a penalty. I think that that's a clean block now that I've seen the replay.
So it's first down and 20. It wasn't after yards gained, so instead it's first down and 20. Riders back at the 37. Hi to Greg Cebulski listening to the broadcast, and Bruce McIntyre chilling in his backyard listening to Rough Rider Radio. He's Luke Molitor. I'm Michael Ball. Thanks for checking us out. First down and 20 at the 37. Cody setting up a screen far side. It's caught over there. Puts his foot in the ground. It's Morrow. Nice play. And he puts his shoulder down. Runs over one of the Elk defenders. That's Brady Sheldon, and he will pick up a nice little gain, get back some of that holding penalty.
Well, here's the thing. So you're in second and 15 again, and in these downs, Jones has gone back and played zone coverage. What they've done is they're going to keep everybody in front of the first down sticks, not let anybody get beat them behind, and they're going to go down and make a solid tackle. So,
well, the Elks were not very good at tackling against BC last week. They've been good here. Three down linemen on the line of scrimmage. Well, one down lineman, three for the Elks at the line of scrimmage. Cody swings it out to McInnes. Blockers in front. 30. Bounces off a tackler to the 25 and inside the 25 to the 23.
It's a holding penalty against Nate Rogers again, though.
Man!
And
holding Saskatchewan, number 51. 10-yard penalty, remains second down.
And I'm not sure why Nate Rogers is looking at the ref like he's crazy, because it was a blatant hold. These two tackles are really, really struggling today.
Didn't have a great camp. Had a better second preseason game. Not bad last week against a very good defense for Hamilton.
Hold on a second.
What?
The Hamilton Ticats defensive ends aren't very good. It's the tackles.
True.
These defensive ends here, I didn't think they were going to be very good either, but, I mean, Malik Tyne's putting on a clinic.
And Costigan, too, has been a force. He's on the left end. Tyne, the man you mentioned, on the right end. Three on the line for Edmonton. Draw play to Morrow. Nice little stutter step. 35, and he's tripped up as he gets inside the 35 to about the 33-yard line. It just sets up a better field goal attempt for Brett Lauther.
And Chris Jones was happy giving up a field goal there. He brings everybody back. He's not worried about the draw.
Well,
he knows Brett Lauther as well, right? So he knows that Lauther is in his range regardless of where the ball was going to end up being spotted after the second down.
Lauther's made 18 field goals in a row dating back to last year. Perfect today as well. Two field goals, giving him seven on the year. Here's the snap, here's the hold, the kick is on the way, and this one is good. Brett Lauther pounds it through from around the 40, and the Saskatchewan Rough Riders have a money kicker, and they've got a two-point lead on the Quality Tire scoreboard. 9:55 to go in the fourth on the Cooperators Rough Rider Radio.
Rider pride worldwide. Listen to Rider Radio around the globe with the official CKRM app. It's a free download for your smartphone at 620CKRM.com.
Thanks for making us part of your day. Crystal and Don listening in their backyard in Moose Jaw. Go Riders. Desjardins family listening from Great Blue Heron Provincial Park. And Trina and Alan enjoying the game listening on the CKRM app at Gatepa Lake. Wherever you're listening on the Rough Rider Radio Network, we are happy you are tuned in. Whether it's GX94 Yorkton, 96.3 Cruise FM Saskatoon, 900 CKBI PA, 102.3 FM CJNS Meadow Lake, 1050 CJNB North Battleford, Beaches Radio, 750 Melfort, or our flagship station, 620 CKRM.
We got so many people listening from the lake and from the campground. Yeah. Let me ask you something.
Yeah.
What's the best, like, campfire snack?
S'mores.
What? S'mores? It is s'mores?
Or hot dogs. Here's a handoff to Wilder. And when Wilder Jr. gets that 232-pound frame going, you almost sometimes have to decide if you want to make a business decision.
Well, he is a big back, and you're right. The reason he gets momentum going here is because our defensive line gets knocked off the football, off the line of scrimmage. So, I mean, yeah.
By the way, burn the hot dog. It's got to be a real crispy hot dog. Saskatchewan tube steak. Have one for Luke and I.
S'mores, though. Like, you were insulted.
Well, yeah, s'mores. Come on. Yo, you're eating all healthy now. I don't know what got into you. Second down and two for the Elks, and here's the fake handoff. No, they do hand it off. Sorry. Almost faked me out. They give it inside, and that was the fullback.
Yeah.
Grinding up for a couple of yards there. That would be
Milanovic Leader, I think.
Yeah, Ante Milanovic Leader.
And he's a good football player, yeah, man. I really liked him in Calgary. They got him over in Edmonton. They haven't really involved him in any of the running game today. Yeah. That was the first time.
To the 50-yard line. First down and 10. Riders have a 15-13 lead. Got a couple of sacks on Nick Arbuckle, who's passed for 242 yards here in this football game. And he works from the gun. A glove on his left hand, nothing on his passing hand. Throws it out to Lawler. Tries to spin away over here on this near right side from 53 Sankey, but he wraps him up. Does the tackling machine. Gain of 7.
And again, the Saskatchewan Rough Riders, they're playing off Lawler. And, I mean, he's a guy that falls forward and gains 3 yards simply by doing that, right? So if he's catching it at the 5-yard line, he's falling forward and getting another 2. Now it's 2nd and 2.
2nd and 2 at the 52 of the Riders on this near left hash. They've got 3 receivers to the far right side, 2 to this short left side. Wilder off the left hip of Arbuckle, who takes a shotgun snap and looks right and throws. He's got his man underneath. That's Shai Ross and the former Manitoba Bison, who is viral for doing a backflip with a barbell with weights on it. Got flipped over there. He got a first down. There's a flag in the Rider secondary.
Well, I think they got him up near the face mask. I'm not sure. It's going to go against Saskatchewan. But here's the thing. I mean, I'm not sure. There's one hole in Jason Shiver's game right now as a defensive coordinator.
Major foul, unnecessary roughness. Saskatchewan number 6, 15 at the end of the play. First down.
A.C. Leonard.
I mean, they're giving. They're basically playing the long ball from Arbuckle. And I'm not sure why. I think you should take away the first 5 yards of the field. Arbuckle hasn't proved he's going to beat you long, so why would you be protecting the deep ball here, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Like, Edmonton's getting a lot of success in this first initial 5 yards of the field. So let's play up on that a little bit more.
Here we go. First down and 10 after the penalty. Ryder 31 on the right hash. And they hand it off to Jackson, trying to find the edge around Sankey. And he'll step out of touch. Good job by Sankey to string him out. And Jackson squirms out of bounds, not wanting to take a hit. It'll be 2nd and long. If I'm Jackson and I'm a coach on the Elks, what are you doing? You got to pick up some yards. Don't go out of bounds.
Well, that's the 2nd time they tried that misdirection where they handed it off and then acted like they were throwing to the other sideline. It hasn't worked either time, so I think the litmus test for that is over.
2nd down and 8 from the Rider, 29, ball on the right hash. Green and gold, Elks going right to left here in the 4th quarter. 15-13, they trail it in their home opener. Good crowd, they're into it. Great night for the CFL. Here's a shotgun snap, Arbuckle. Wilder stays in a block and he throws to nobody. Trying to get it out on the out route on the far side to Kenny Lawler. Dean was over there, and it'll bring on a field goal attempt from Castile.
Hey, I remember when you asked me what the score was going to be, you poo-pooed me when I said it was going to be like 18-9.
Yeah, you made. I was mad, so you made it 21-9.
Yeah.
Are we going to have a boring game?
It's a soccer game right now here in Commonwealth Stadium. Just nothing but kicks.
You got to make it sound exciting because people are buying what I'm selling. There's a lot of people saying, I hope the game is half as exciting as you guys are making it sound.
I'm not saying it's not exciting.
Don't call me a liar. Ball on the 37-yard line is where they will put it down for the kick. It's up, and it is good. So the veteran Castillo pounds it through, and the Edmonton Elks are back in front, as Luke appropriately put it, a field goal fest. A place where soccer reigned supreme for a couple of times here, and unfortunately they didn't get the FIFA World Cup. Of course, Vancouver and Toronto did. We'll take a break. You're listening to the Cooperators Rough Rider Radio Network.
This is the Sack Master Charleston Hughes from Saginaw, Michigan, and you're listening to CFL Football on Rough Rider Radio Network.
Earlier, Charleston Hughes looked like he had his 134th career sack, which would have moved him into a sixth-place tie with Luke's old teammate, John Bowman of the Alouettes. But it was called back on an offside. Sergio Castillo just nailed a 37-yard field goal. Whenever we have a field goal, we say it's for Affinity Credit Union. The new rule change has the Riders starting at their 40, ball in the middle of the field with 6:49 to go. In an uncomfortable setup for Rider Nation, they expect it to be way ahead in this ball game.
Yeah, I think that obviously the fan base saw the BC game and said, well, we can easily run up the score if BC runs up the score. And right now, I mean, you got to respect Chris Jones and the Edmonton Elk. They've come out here and played well.
Makes the handoff. Cody rolls out, shovels it inside to Morrow. Morrow with a man on him. That's Farrell McKeever, and he lost his helmet while tackling Jamal Morrow from behind. He got the ball. He lugged it to the 43.
Edmonton also leading the game in helmets knocked off. That's probably the fourth bucket from the Edmonton Elks that we've seen fly off one of their players.
How does that happen?
Well, the equipment guy's just not doing his job.
Or guys letting the air out of their helmet to fit their hair in. Who knows? They do that. Morrow to the right of Cody. Cody sends Prawl in motion to the left and McInnes back to the right. Cody from the gun. Down by one. Throws to the far side. It's caught. Nice play there. Running an out route at the sticks and making the catch was the Boston University receiver Jacob Prawl with a sure two-handed catch.
That was a nice throw by Cody. Got to give this one to him. Comes off his drop. He's focused in on Prawl the whole way, so it was clear the guy they anticipated being open in this play sequence. First down, Saskatchewan, right around midfield.
Yeah, 52 of the Riders going left to right, ball in the far hash. Left to right as we see him. Three receivers to the right, including Prawl in a slot, motioning down the line from the wideout spot as Keen Schaefer Baker. They're going to throw to the left side. It was almost picked, but Shaq, great concentration to basket catch that one, spin up his sidelines, and take it to the 33. That was almost an interception.
It's one of those plays that Cody, they do this a few times a game where Cody just snaps the ball and throws it out to Shaq and they just see what they can get with him. And here Shaq makes good on it, first down, and you know, we're seeing some positive movement. Again, another fourth quarter rally perhaps.
33-yard line is where they spot it. That was a nice gain for Shaq of 24 yards. And Hickson in the backfield takes the toss to this right side of the field, trying to cut it up to the 30, and he's tackled in open field. Nice job. I'll tell you what, man, you got to give credit to 38 Adam Konar. Yeah, he's been a great tackler tonight.
Adam Konar tracked that from his middle linebacker spot the entire way. He scrapes off, he's watching the guards, and then he just manages to sail himself towards the sideline and get in on the tackle. Hickson would have gotten a first down if Konar wasn't there.
The clock is winding. 4:28 to go in the fourth quarter. Riders down by one, but they have it at the Elk 28 on the right hash, second and medium. Schaefer Baker in motion down the line to the left. Cody pirouettes to the left. He's got open field. Throws wide open! Touchdown! Saskatchewan! Mitch Picton!
And this time it's Edmonton's turn to bust the coverage. Picton all by himself in the end zone after Cody pirouettes out to his left, as you said, Ballsy,
goes away from the pressure. And I think Edmonton's defensive backs just started looking in the backfield, and Picton sneaks behind him and just sort of saunters into the end zone.
Well, Wes Cate said, could Mitch Picton come in when opportunity knocks and cover for Duke Williams? And the Saskatchewan Roughriders see the Canadian from the University of Regina, local boy, score the touchdown.
Well, when you don't put anybody on you, you better catch the football. But no, got to give him credit.
Going for two here, naturally only up by five. Hickson in the backfield. Cody with Shaq in motion to the right, now back to the left. Cody rolling out to his right. He throws to the end zone, and who's there? Picton again. Well, they didn't cover him on the touchdown. Why would you want him on the two-point convert? Riders up by a nice touchdown now.
Picton accounts for all of the fourth quarter points for the Saskatchewan Roughriders. You're right, Ballsy. They had him at first, but what happens is they run Picton into the slot, and they run, I think it's Prawl on a slant to the other side in front of him, and the defensive backs run into each other, and Picton gets open again.
That was a nice drive for the Saskatchewan Roughriders. It goes 70 yards, and it's a 28-yard touchdown to Mitch Picton. He gets the two-point convert. Riders up 23-16 on the Cooperators Roughrider Radio.
For in-depth discussion on everything Riders, get in the cage. The Sports Cage with Michael Ball. Weekday afternoon starting at 4 on The Source, 620 CKRM.
Drive from the Rider 40, brought to you by Nelson GM and Assiniboia and Avonlea. With new inventory arriving daily, they'll find a vehicle that fits your lifestyle. Proudly serving Saskatchewan for over 60 years. Want to give a shout out to my daughter Mara, her friends Ray Lynn and Lana listening. They said, Luke, I shouldn't have been so hard on you about the s'mores campfire.
Well, getting all grumpy over here.
Jeez. Well, I was mad. I thought we'd be talking about
you're
a Rider
hungry.
Win.
Have something to eat. You know, you don't get grumpy with me.
Riders up 23-16. Your thoughts on that last drive?
Well, they just showed the instant replay there on Picton's touchdown. And yeah, the Edmonton Elk just got lost in the shuffle there. Picton wasn't doing anything too complicated. They just got their eyes caught in the backfield watching Cody avoid the blitz.
Here's the ensuing kickoff from Lothar. It's going to drift over to the far side, taken at the 16-yard line. This is Shai Ross. Oh, he ran into his own man, but I think his own man was pushed back by 96, Nick Daly.
Yeah, Nick Daly had a great camp. He's done. He hasn't played in these last two games. He hasn't played a ton, but when he has played, we've seen him. Right, like he's made something happen. And there he's just great effort on the special teams play, knocking the blocker backwards.
And Ross is hurt after that return. And whenever we have an injury, we want to tell you it's brought to you by WorkSafe Saskatchewan. Even one injury is too many. Make zero your mission at work, home, and play. So the Elks will start at their 31, down by a touchdown with 3:50 to go here in this, the fourth quarter from Edmonton. The Riders try to keep pace with Calgary and Winnipeg. Winnipeg beat Ottawa. Calgary came back down 24-0 to win the Hall of Fame game in Hamilton, 33-30. Steinauer's boys have dropped two straight.
And it doesn't get any easier for Saskatchewan after this. They got a short week. They're going to Montreal on Wednesday. And again, Montreal's a tough place to play, especially in the summertime.
Now, Gary Stern is just figuring it out on Twitter. He's the owner, and the dude said the first 1,000 fans that are university or school students, 50% off tickets as long as you say Gary sent me and cheer. And so I really like that, man. That guy, anytime we can get owners or team presidents like Victor Cui to join the likes of Craig Reynolds to get this league going, we're happy. Here's Arbuckle throwing underneath. That's caught by Kyle Oxley, who is the third string quarterback, but also can play receiver. You know, we can have two quarterbacks on the field at once. We haven't seen any chicanery yet from Chris Jones that way, but a nice catch by Loxley.
And again, you know, this has been a pretty simple game plan from Chris Jones. We talked, you know, when I was talking to you earlier on, I was anticipating that Jones maybe comes in with two or three plays and just lets his guys go, and that's what they've done. They've literally played a couple defenses and maybe two or three variations off those sets, but they have done nothing complicated today.
Garrett Marino is the injured Rough Rider, and he's down. It looks like he's in some discomfort around the 40-yard line of Edmonton, and that's not good.
Well,
this dude is a force, but he had injury problems last year too, Luke.
Well, if he is down, you know what that means. It's DeMarcus Christmas time. And you have... You have 3 minutes and 14 seconds to get in your DeMarcus Christmas layup.
Okay, folks, here's what I was going to say.
No, don't ruin it. Might still get to do it.
Okay.
You might still... 3:14 left.
Jerry's back here like, you guys are a bunch of clowns.
Yeah, Jerry's like, man, I'm not doing this.
That's it. Next time in August, I'm not doing this.
Yeah.
That guy also is in charge of the radio broadcast for visiting teams. So he's met a heck of a lot of better broadcasters than us.
Yeah, I know.
It's a first down and 10 here for the Elks. And they hand it off to Wilder. Started right, cuts back left. Breaks away from A.C. Leonard. Jaden Dulkey in there rolling up as one of the tacklers for the Saskatchewan Rough Riders. Pardon me, that was second down and short. It is a first down now. And we've reached the three-minute warning for Brett Young. See great defense in action. Visit BrettYoung.ca or your local seed retailer for high-performance Brett Young canola hybrids with the Pod Defender R genetic trait. Riders up by a touchdown on the Cooperators Rough Rider.
This is Riders DB Nelson Lacombe from Abbotsford, BC, and you're listening to Michael Ball and Luke Mullender on the Rough Riders Radio Network.
Well, Nelson Lacombe and the Riders defense has to dig in here, protecting a 7-point lead. I'll tell you who sucks here tonight, Luke, the frisbee thrower. He can't get it past row 10.
Well, you know, if you can't throw a frisbee, don't be hyping the crowd up and asking them, you know, like he's making all the guys get off their butts in like the 30th seat. He's not even throwing the frisbee past row 10.
Want to say hi to Kent and Pauline listening on their app on the train from Hamilton to Toronto after going to the Stamps Ticats game.
Hey, listen,
you've been in that area.
The best part about Hamilton is leaving. So,
well, you know what the best part about taking a train? Not taking a plane through Pearson. What a disaster.
Yeah, Pearson is bad. I love my hometown, but man, they don't have their stuff together when it comes to Pearson.
I'd rather fly out of Afghanistan. I'm not going to lie to you. That's just a terrible, terrible airport.
Well, not, as the vice president of a humanitarian organization, I will not comment on that.
Well, it's terrible. Well, come on. It's more about Pearson than anything else. We're down in 10 for the Elks at their 45-yard line. Inside of 3 minutes to go, it's a 7-point deficit for the Elks. That's a pass on the far side. Good open field tackle at the 52-yard line. I believe that was Kenny Lawler on the catch. No, Manny Arsenault on the catch. Manny Arsenault has been a big factor in this game. He was tackled by Darnell Sankey.
I tell you, I don't understand the strategic approach here from Shivers. I mean, they're just giving up the first 5-6 yards of the field, and they're letting the Elk get into these second and two situations far too much.
Turn the clock back night for Manny Arsenault as he's hauled in a deep one and a couple of nice short ones. Breaking tackles. He's in motion now. Across the formation and Arbuckle. Look out! He's hit! The ball's loose! And the Riders have it! Larry Dean! Got him from the backside!
Well, maybe that's why they're doing it. Maybe they want to get him in second and two so they can blitz just like they did, and they'll bring Larry Dean off the edge on Arbuckle's right side, and we'll get a turnover. Oh, sorry, that's A.C. Leonard, isn't it? No, wait, who is that?
Larry Dean got there, I believe, off the other side. Came right off the right side of the offense, left side of the defense, and I think A.C. Leonard did get the football.
That'll ice the game, too, the way this game's going. There's 2:22 left. I wouldn't be surprised if the Riders came out in victory formation.
Still lots to be played in the Canadian Football League.
Well, again, they had been giving up that first 5-6 yards, and I couldn't understand why, and maybe they were just trying to get him into that situation where they could throw a blitz.
Larry,
not likely, but hey, it worked.
Larry Dean had a forced fumble last week, and he gets one this week.
Well,
and
he brings the wood when he brings
it. He brings the wood, and that might be enough for our defensive player of the game right there. What a great play, because I think we were remiss in not giving it to him last week.
It's not going
to
be Derek Moncrief.
No, he got it last week, not this week. Riders bring Logan Bandy in now as a tight end to the right, former UFC Dino. They hand it off to Morrow. Why not? Jamal Morrow powers through the middle, and he could be our offensive game star because he's carried the rock with authority in between the tackles in a lot of cases. This time he takes it to the 35-yard line.
Yeah, he's getting up limping, so Frankie Hickson will come back on. It looks like his ankle a little bit. Now, here's the thing about these new guys that the Edmonton Elks got. The new guys, I don't think they understand that 217 down seven is there's a lot of time left.
Yeah.
Like, I didn't feel like they approached that first down, though, with any type of sense of urgency. They just sort of lined up and let it fly. But, I mean, if they had approached that with some intent, there was an opportunity to get the Riders in the throwing play and maybe pick the ball off.
Picton and Kean Schaefer Baker line up to the left off the line of scrimmage. Now they go in motion to the right. At least Baker comes to the right. Picton stays left. They toss it off to Hixon to the left. Hixon trying to find the edge, and he won't get there to about the 35. Got back to the line of scrimmage. It'll be third down, and Brett Lauther, the weapon, will come on to kick a field goal again, which would be his fourth of the ball game.
And even though this is really Lauther range here, Saskatchewan's sending their long field goal team on. And the reason why they're doing this is because if he does miss, there'll be a lot more defensive linemen and defensive players on the field than there will be offensive linemen.
Good point. Martise Jackson deep in the end zone to receive if he does miss. This one will be from 44 yards away out of the hole of Vedvik on the far hash. Snap, hold, kick is on the way. Lauther's end over ender is wide, and he misses, and Jackson brings it out. He's across the 5, and he'll take it to the 10, out to the 11-yard line.
Yeah, so the field goal team that they sent in pays off, right? Even though an offensive lineman made the tackle there, there was a lot more guys that understood rush lanes. If they had put in the regular kicking unit there and Lauther had missed, which he did, what would have happened is it would have been all offensive linemen.
They
might have gotten out of their lanes.
So, just hooked it wide to the left, Luke.
Well, here's the thing. There's 1:33 left. That's plenty of game.
He had hit 19 in a row dating back to last year, but he misses that one, and that could have ended the ball game, like you said.
Well, and the other thing, too, is now the Riders giving up the first 5 yards is a strategy that they're okay with, because that means Arbuckle is going to have to nickel and dime him all the way down the field.
Nickel and dime Arbuckle. It's a good nickname. Ball on the 11-yard line on the left hash. Arbuckle takes a shotgun snap. Looks middle. Throws right side. That's nearly intercepted. Deflected by Jaden Gulkey. 38, the former Alberta Golden Bear, climbed the ladder and got a hand on it.
And there's Arbuckle's inexperience. He had a couple guys low that he could have thrown the ball to. Instead, he wants to go long. He needs to understand he's got plenty of time. One of the greats, Mike Riley. What made Mike Riley so great is Mike Riley would be down 7 in this instance, and he understood how much time that actually was in
lots
the CFL
of time
with the right throwing combos.
And with one timeout to go. Three receivers to the right, including Manny Arsenault. Over here to the left is Caleb Hall. He has a big 34-yard grab in the second half. And Kenny Lawler, the money man, goes in motion near left side. Arbuckle drops the pass. Here comes the rush. He throws it back into his end zone to Wilder. And Wilder gets tackled in open space by A.C. Leonard. Is that going to be a flag, though? Yeah, it comes in late. It looked kind of like a horse collar tackle, but I'm not sure that was the penalty. But there is a flag down now.
The Riders are going to bail the elk out here. I'm not sure what Arbuckle's thinking here. Looks like almost a horse collar. I'm not sure it's close. But again, Arbuckle turns around and throws it backwards. Like, dude, it's second and ten.
Well, that's all.
You're down 7. You need to go the other way, son.
Not backwards. If that's a horse collar tackle, buddy, that's a late penalty flag.
Well,
misconduct penalty.
Oh.
Saskatchewan number 92. 10-yard penalty.
Wow.
It'll remain third down. That was a dead ball play. We're third down.
So Marino's back after his injury, thank goodness, but then he takes a boneheaded penalty. And
well, maybe
so,
Marino took exception to the fact that it was a close horse collar tackle. Said things a little bit too loud. And that's what got him a penalty.
So it's a
either way, it's a tough penalty to take in this situation.
Because he tackled him for a loss, and then with the penalty, it's third down now and about 4 yards to go. Ball on the 20-yard line. Elks going right to left. Green and gold unis. Clock stop with 1:21 to go, but they're down by 7. Here's a pass over here. Too high! And it'll fall incomplete, intending over here for number 12. Mike Jones, but he could only get one hand on it.
And if there was a case to make for Arbuckle not being an it guy in this league, he proved it with the last 3 throws he made. They were in it until the BC Lions Arbuckle turned up because these throws have been absolutely horrible. And he rushed that one. And hey, Rider Nation's thankful.
Well, the Saskatchewan Rough Riders, the last 4 years, have been over 500 on the road, and they haven't had a stretch like that since 1970. And it looks like they're on the verge of winning again. They've won five straight against the Edmonton Elks, or the Edmonton football team, and they have it first down and 10 at the Edmonton 20, left to right here in the fourth quarter. Morrow in the backfield. Morrow takes a handoff from Cody, protects the ball with both hands. He's got it in his right hand, and the ball carrier will lunge ahead inside the 15 to the 14, a gain of six.
Morrow's played a heck of a game.
Yeah, he has. Definitely has.
He's been banged up. He's taken it, and he's continued to attack. That's all you can ask from a running back.
I want to say hi to the Regina Royal Strikers youth girls softball team. They are playing in a tournament in Brandon, and they're listening to us around the campfire. A lot of campfire people today, Luke.
I wonder if they're s'mores people.
Probably. They're kids.
Yeah.
Nobody cares about diabetes when you're a kid.
Penalty. No. Saskatchewan, number 51. 10-yard penalty, remains second down.
I'll tell you what. Natai Rogers has been a penalty machine in this game.
Natai Rogers is doing his best to make Nick Campbell or Jamal Campbell the starting right tackle next week.
This is just an awful day in terms of penalties.
But again, it was
objectionable conduct.
And the inconsistency showed up today, right? Like, this is... And I don't want to hear, oh, they played to the level of their competition. Because here's the thing. All week, it was about us, right? It wasn't about the Edmonton Elks. It was about the Saskatchewan Roughriders.
Second down and 14 from the 24. And they will predictably keep it on the ground with Morrow. He barges through the middle of that defense and fights hard down about the 12-yard line. He'll be short by two. It'll be third down. And Brett Lothar, who missed the field goal on the last attempt, will come out for a chip shot field goal that ended his streak of 19, stopped the streak at 19 in a row. Now we got an injured Rough Rider down on the field, and that is Dan Clark, and he is writhing in pain. So you may have won the battle, but if you lose Dan Clark, you could lose the war. We talked about this in the pregame. You and I were sitting at lunch, and I had told you, I have a bad feeling about a serious injury in this game.
Yeah,
and you turned to me and said, if we lose Dan Clark, we're in trouble.
Well, hopefully we're not losing Dan Clark here. He's a tough kid.
It's your fault.
No, you're the one who said it. You literally said, I have a bad feeling we're going to have a catastrophic injury. I think that's the word you used, too, catastrophic.
Well, if he's hurt bad, it is catastrophic. He's down on the ground, on his back, writhing in pain. Dr. Martin Haru, and they're calling for a cart.
Okay, now it's catastrophic.
I think that's what Dr. Haru made the signal, like a steering wheel.
Oh, come on, Dan. Don't get up, buddy.
Actually, check that. That wasn't Dr. Haru. He's coming on the field right now. One of the athletic therapists did the whole steering wheel motion. So I hope that's not the case. I love this. I didn't see the replay. I'd love to see it.
Well, now that I know it's bad, I don't want to see it at all. This is probably one of the toughest.
It's right leg, too.
This is probably one of the toughest players.
By the way, Mason Fine is in the football game. I should have mentioned that, too. Quarterback out of North Texas.
This is probably one of the toughest players to put on a Saskatchewan Rough Rider uniform. This is a guy that has battled for literally everything that he's been given.
Well,
and
you got to say, the mantra in football is next man up, but you don't replace Dan Clark. So let's see the replay here, Luke. Clark's in the middle, obviously. See, Cody was in the game. I saw a shot of him on the sidelines with his hat on, so I thought he was out, but he was in the game there.
Just gets rolled up.
Got rolled up. Brady Sheldon was in there. And I believe it was Brady Sheldon, just in the back of his right knee, and he went down awkwardly. And there is the cart on the field. And so I guess, do the Riders move Logan Ferland to center? Bring in Logan Bandy? Because they don't really...
Ferland to center and Bandy to left guard or Bandy to center. I'm not sure how many reps Bandy took. I mean, look at the whole team's out here. That's how much this guy means to the Saskatchewan Rough Rider Football Club. The entire team has come out. well, off the sideline.
Well, if the offensive line is the heartbeat of your football, that guy, a football team, that guy is the heartbeat right in the middle. 34-year-old Dan Clark just turned 34, actually, on June the 1st. And, yeah, he's on the back of the Gator, and he'll be whisked away to the Rough Rider locker room amidst a bunch of pats on the back.
That's a tough SOB.
Murray, his old teammate, came over and from the Elks to say hi.
I'm sick. I'm sick for him, man.
Clap for Dan Clark as he leaps. And he punches the back of the paddy wagon as he heads off.
No, man. Things just got a little tougher heading over to La Belle Province on Wednesday.
Trevor Lynn helping him out, and Clark yelling at the top of his lungs. That's just a terrible sight. Bedvick to hold in this short field goal from Brett Lawther to basically salt the game away. High snap, he pulls it down, the kick is up, and it is good. And so with 50 seconds left, the Riders have a 10-point lead at 26-16. I predicted 30-20. So I guess in that sense, I'm closer than you, Luke. But I'll tell you what, it puts a damper on a 2-0 start to the season.
Yeah. Again, you know, I remember Dan Clark when he first got to the Saskatchewan Rough Rider organization. Man, he's never lost touch with the guy he was back then, and that guy he was a guy that was willing to literally do everything he could to help a football team win. I mean, the kid did like 3 rookie camps. You know? It sucks. It's part of the game. You understand that it's part of the game, but it sucks.
Okay, 30-yard line's where they tee it up after the attempt was made 21 yards away by Brett Lawther, his fourth field goal of the game. And here's the kick. It's high. It's not overly deep. Coming up the field, it is Jackson on the run. Ortiz Jackson, far side, numbers 30, 35, pushes up near the 40 with 45 seconds to go in the football game. And Nick Arbuckle comes onto the field. Last two series, he fumbled, and then on third down, threw a horrible pass out of bounds when he tried to hit Mike Jones.
Well, the last series was absolutely horrible. It was actually like a different guy was out there. He didn't look like himself. He was rushing everything, and again, that's how you know you're not a franchise guy, right? When the chips are all on the table, he turned into a completely different cat.
Chris Jones looking at his team, shaking his head. They'll go to 0-2. Nick Arbuckle takes a shotgun snap, backpedals under pressure, steps up, and he's going to go down in the quarterback sack. And Pete Robertson changed his number to 45 and picks up a quarterback sack here. Brought to you by our friends at Quill Plain Chevrolet, Buick, GMC, and Wadena.
And just another, you know, nothing special about this rep from Pete Robertson. He's just willing to keep working, and as soon as Arbuckle feels a little bit of pressure, Pete Robertson's there on the doorstep.
Second and 16, and Arbuckle steps up and throws, and that one is low, but it's caught. Going down to the seat of his pants to make the catch is Kenny Lawler. Number 89 is showing he's worth the price of admission. He'll take it to the 49 of the Elks, but he's short of a first down by a yard, and they'll quickly go with the hurry up here on third down.
Yeah, Kenny Lawler's played a good game today.
A big, nice highlight reel catch in the back line, keeping his foot in while diving backwards in the first half. Here's a pass down the middle. That one is caught. Kenny Lawler to the 34.
That's what the most frustrating thing about watching Arbuckle is. Where was this guy a series ago?
Yeah.
Because this guy looks like a CFL All-Pro.
Milligan makes the stop.
Saskatchewan also playing, a drop-back soft zone, but still.
Milligan made the stop, but Edmonton has it at the Rider 34, the far right hash. 10 seconds and counting to go. This could be the final play. Now a flag comes in. Of course it does, with 8 seconds to go.
Yeah, because that's what we need. Yeah. Stick around here longer.
Luke Mulliter will be down in the locker room with some comments from our head coach, Craig Dickinson.
Probably offside, Edmonton number 89. Saskatchewan's declined the penalty, and we'll be rolling the clock when they're ready.
So there you go from Al Bradbury. Luke Mulliter will head down for some post-game comments from our Game Stars and also from Coach Craig Dickinson. And now they're going to bring on the field goal units. And I kind of get this. You got a three-game series. You're going to lose the first game, but maybe at some point you'll need points. Actually, to be honest, I don't actually get that. It's a three-game series, so why are you going for points?
Well,
doesn't make a lot of sense, but this will be the final play of the football game. Luke, our game star, so you can tell them when we go downstairs.
We got Morrow.
And Larry Dean.
Wow, Larry Dean again, huh?
We didn't get Larry Dean last week.
How many? What's Larry Dean's stat sheet look like?
He made one of the biggest plays of the game. Well, who do you want for defensive star?
You pick it. I'm not arguing with
you. You pick it.
I'm just saying.
You pick it.
I don't know who we should pick, right? Larry Dean's as good as any.
So what are you jumping on me for?
I wasn't jumping on
Larry
you.
Dean, seven sacks, well, a quarterback sack, and
seven,
a forced fumble.
Seven tackles and a sack.
Seven tackles, a sack, and a forced fumble.
It's Larry Dean, then. You got your wish.
Good call. Good call, Luke. You're the veteran in the booth. You're awesome.
Well, I'm just saying.
When we come in August, Jerry's got to get us a counselor here, because you and I sense a little bit of animosity between me and you.
Is that what you said?
We need a little I think you're grumpy because you flew in today from Toronto.
What I think is you're way too emotional.
Folks, this guy got in late.
Oh, I know.
He got in here. He inhaled a salad, a hamburger, and fries. And when I left, you just had fries and salad on the table. I went to my room to grab my bag. It was maybe 7 minutes. I came back, and you're like, dude, you're not going to believe this. The waitress brought me fries. Yeah. I said, where are they? What do you mean, where are they? I ate them.
Yeah, they didn't stand a chance.
Unbelievable. Did I just get you in trouble with your wife because you broke your diet?
No. I'm not on a diet. I'm just doing things properly. No, see, the thing is that I hadn't eaten.
Well, you're Red Crossing it.
5 o'clock.
You had some big-time meetings. Yeah.
Time, right?
Yeah.
And I didn't get a chance. We didn't get a layover. Because we had to run to the opposite end of the airport when we got into Calgary.
Yeah.
So, to go to Edmonton. And it was a direct flight. And they had canceled it. So I didn't even get to grab like a snack on the way over.
I don't even know what we were waiting for here. The Elks had their field goal unit on.
Chris Jones is just...
And then he called Bradbury over.
Chris Jones is just playing mind games.
Now he's putting the offense back on. We're wasting time here. Meantime, Dan Clark's in the locker room. He's got a banged up right leg, and Derek Moncrief maybe has settled down by now after he got kicked out.
Yeah. Hopefully Derek Moncrief's not in there beating up the shower.
Yeah. Yeah. Can't have any hot water because he wrecked the water heater. Here we go. A last play of the game from the 34 of Saskatchewan. We're up 26-16. This is what we like to call garbage time. Nick Arbuckle has three receivers to the left. Wilder stays in. Arbuckle drops the pass. Back pedals. Heaves one to the end zone. Jump ball is... Was it caught or picked off? Picked off by the Riders to end the game. And that will bring to a close...
Is that Larry Dean?
...our football game. I don't know. I'm trying to see here.
I hope it is. Oh, no. Darn it. It's only Mike Edom.
Is that Mike Edom?
What a leader.
Mike Edom with the interception. He had a heck of a game, too. And the Riders end this football game with a 10-point victory over the Edmonton Elks. Our final score on the Quality Tire scoreboard. The Riders 26, the Elks 18. Coming up, our post-game show on the Cooperators, Rough Riders.